Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds. Canto 3, The Glory and the Fall of Life. Page 120 to page 121. In dream and trance and muse before our eyes, across a subtle vision's inner field, wide rapturous landscapes fleeting from the sight, the figures of the perfect kingdom pass, and behind them leave a shining memory's trail. Imagined scenes are great eternal worlds, dream caught or sensed, they touch our hearts with their depths. Unreal seeming, yet more real than life, happier than happiness, truer than things true, if dreams these were, are captured images, dreams, truth made false, earth's vain realities. In a swift eternal moment, fixed there live, are ever recalled, come back to longing eyes. Calm heavens of imperishable light, illumined continents of violet peace, oceans and rivers of the mirth of God, and griefless countries under purple suns. This once a star of bright, remote idea, or imagination's comet trail of dream, took now a close shape of reality. The gulf between dream truth, earth fact was crossed. The wonder worlds of life were dreams no more. His vision made all they unveiled its own, their scenes, their happenings met his eyes and heart, and smote them with pure loveliness and bliss. A breathless summit region drew his gaze, whose boundaries juttered into a sky of self, and dipped towards a strange ethereal base. The quintessence glowed of life's supreme delight on a spiritual and mysterious peak, only a miracle's high transfiguring line divided life from the formless infinite and sheltered time against eternity. Out of that formless stuff time mints his shapes. The Eternals quite holds the cosmic act. The Protean images of the world force have drawn the strength to be, the will to last, from a deep ocean of dynamic peace. Inverting the spirit's apex towards life, she spends the plastic liberties of the One to cast in acts the dreams of her caprice. His wisdom's call steadies her careless feet. He props her dance upon a rigid base. His timeless still immutability must standardize her creation's miracle. Out of the void's unseeing energies, inventing the scene of a concrete universe, by his thought she has fixed its paces. In its blind acts she sees by flashes of his all-knowing light. At her will the inscrutable supermind leans down to guide her force that feels but cannot know. Its breath of power controls her restless seas, and life obeys the governing idea. At her will, led by a luminous immanence, The hazardous experimenting mind pushes its way through obscure possibles, mid chance formations of an unknown world. Our human ignorance moves towards the truth that nescience may become omniscient. Transmuted instincts shape to divide thoughts. Thoughts house infallible, immortal sight, and nature climb towards God's identity. The master of the world's self-made her slave is the executor of her fantasies. She has canalized the seas of omnipotence. She has limited by her laws the illimitable. The immortal bound himself to do her work. He labors at the task her ignorance sets, hidden in the cap of our mortality.